It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It sure is. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final hour. And would like to hear from you at 803-0930, star 930. So we kind of got into this discussion talking about Festivus. I said Seinfeld's the one sitcom that has stood the test of time. We have illustrated four generations of people enjoying Seinfeld. You've got four generations. I don't know all four. We have a Gen Zer and a millennial here who have said they listen to, or they watch Seinfeld. I don't know what the other ones are called. I'm not good with generations, but you get what I'm saying. Four generations of Seinfeld viewers, 803-0930, star 930. So let's rank sitcoms. And do you think there's another sitcom that has stood the test of time like Seinfeld? Also, your favorite Christmas song, your least favorite Christmas song. And if you're going to say a song that you hate, tell me why you hate it. And also, Festivus airing of grievances. Is there something you want to get off your chest before the weekend with family? This is the place to do it. 803-0930, star 930. We're going to start with Phil in Lovejoy. Phil, what's a sitcom you like?
Joe, thanks for taking my call, and happy holidays to everybody from our family in Lovejoy Village. Seinfeld's awesome. I own all the seasons on DVD. But Frasier right now is hitting the mark for me because Frasier's back on one of those streaming. I think it's Paramount Plus or one of the Max or one of those ones. I think it's Paramount Plus or Peacock.
No, it's Paramount. It's Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. And I just loved Frasier, and then just like to see how, you know, they've introduced the kid Frederick as an adult, and you know, it's pretty quirky and it works, and Kelsey Grammer's just as funny as ever. So,
I as a kid growing up, we never really had a traditional Christmas tree. We always decorated one of the house plants. My mom was a hippie, still is, and she's 80, and we'd eat our Thanksgiving dinner, and then immediately upon Thanksgiving being over, we decorate the tree. And that's traditionally what I've always thought was Christmas, because, you know, the over commercialization of Christmas between Halloween and Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is not a money making entity, anything for anybody, unless you sell cranberries or turkeys. So it's not like it's highly merchandised holiday. And the airing of grievances always kind of seemed untraditional to me, and I thought it was pretty awesome when George introduced it on the show.
Well, Frank introduced it. Now, Phil, let me ask you, the Frasier, I have been kind of weary to watch past the first episode just because, you know, I loved the radio aspect of it. I loved the 90s Frasier, but you're saying it's worth it? It's a good show?
Well, yeah, because, you know, now I'll fast forward to today. You know, and no spoiler alert or anything like that. I mean, it's basic information. He was, a very well-known and now very wealthy television host because he had some television career that they, you know, spun as after the Seattle radio show.
Well, interesting.
So that's the premise of the new show, is now he's off television and he's retired and he's back in Boston.
Well, I will have to watch past the first episode, but in my opinion, nothing will beat those, the first six seasons of Frasier, I think, are where it really hit this. It was the best when he moved from Boston to Seattle. I love that show. I think Frasier is right next to Seinfeld, is one of the funniest. Phil, always appreciate the call. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. One of my friends texting in saying Friends stands the test of time like Seinfeld. Friends, funny show. I do think it's funny on How I Met Your Mother when they sit in a coffee shop and they say, all right, well, this settles it. A bar is better than sitting at a coffee shop. But no, Friends was obviously like typical 90s. And that's another show that you can find pretty much everywhere, right? The big thing when HBO Max came out, The big thing was we have Friends. Remember that? HBO Max had Friends in South Park. That was the big thing. That was the rolling out of HBO Max. And then Netflix bought Seinfeld. And when Netflix got Seinfeld, they paid a ton of money for that. Paramount bought the rights to Frasier, and that's how they're spinning the new version of or the reboot of Frasier that Phil's talking about. So, I mean, these are three sitcoms we're talking about from the 90s that streaming services still paid a pretty penny to have all the episodes in their catalog. So, yeah, you can't ignore Friends. Now, they didn't have the most successful spinoffs. Seinfeld had no spinoffs. You know, Cheers had, I think, probably the I would say Frasier, the most successful spinoff of all time. I could be wrong, and Jeffrey might disagree with me. Jeffrey and Kenmore. Jeffrey, what is a sitcom that stood the test of time?
I think All in the Family.
I mean, All in the Family, it's still one that, you know, you hear that theme song, and again, you could probably go four generations, hear that theme song, you know exactly Absolutely. What they're talking about.
And they had a great spinoff, The Jeffersons. That was another one. All in the Family. You could watch Seinfeld for hours. I can watch Archie and Edith Dingbat for hours and
yeah.
hours and laugh at every joke until everything just became politically correct and they couldn't put that on the air anymore.
All in the Family, when I think of Nick at Night had the Brady Bunch, All in the Family, the Jeffersons in the mid-90s. And, you know, that was my run-in with All in the Family. That's when I would see all the... But I think you're right. The Jeffersons, also a very successful spinoff. Jeffersons and Frasier, probably the two most successful spinoffs in sitcom history. But All in the Family, definitely. I mean, I obviously wasn't around when All in the Family was out, but I've seen many episodes of it. I would argue everyone knows of All in the Family. I would say that's right up there with Seinfeld, Jeffrey. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. Now, we're also asking you for your favorite and least favorite Christmas song. Tom in Lackawanna has a take on that. All right, Tom, what is your favorite and least favorite?
Okay, right to it, Joe, since you asked right off. Always a pleasure to talk to you, by the way. I like your openness, especially on politics.
Well, thank you, Tom.
I always tell you that. You can listen to both sides, which is rare, you know, these days in media. But anyway, okay, if you got to pick them, here we go. And this not tough at all with the least favorite is Madonna's version of Santa Baby.
And,
okay. the most favorite, I would have to say, you know, here we go again. I can narrow it down to a few, but I'll take Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas.
Oh, great song. I Tom, I love those picks. I cannot push back on either of those.
Yeah, when he says it just gets me, and I believe the first anti-war thing like that, even before John Lennon's, which I'm a big fan of the Beatles, I got some 30 years on you, Joe, but John Lennon's Happy Christmas, but I believe Stevie's was out even before that when he says there'll be no wars and men won't play with bombs like toys and maybe not in time for you and me. Just that line alone just really just gets to me right there.
For sure, Tom, for sure. Well, we will get that song going. And Tom, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the calls throughout the year. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, not much to me anymore these days, Joe, for my own reasons, holidays, but the same to you and your family. But thank you for that anyway.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Tom in Lackawanna. Appreciate the kind words as well. 803-0930, star 930. That song was also on Rob Lucas's list. You heard Rob Lucas give his list yesterday on the David Bellavia show, and you can find that list on his Twitter and Facebook page. He has the full list that you heard on David's show, and Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas was right up there on his list as well. So we have 2 minutes. If we have to carry Gary over, we will, but we want to get Gary on. Gary, thanks for hanging on. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't know if it's old enough to be a classic yet, but Schitt's Creek is really good. I've watched it 4 or 5 times all the way through. It's really funny and really good. I think it's got potential to be a classic for years. As for your Festivus thing, my big grievance in 2023 is all the political hatred in this country. We've got to lay off each other, both sides, left and right. Stop vilifying each other and start recognizing that we're all supposed to be one country here. That it, you know, and it starts right at the top, right with the top politicians. We've got to do better, and I'm afraid 2024 being election year, it'll be worse. And I... just dread it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we can have our differences, but have civility as well. And the division in this country, Gary, I think is absolutely awful. And you're right. I mean, I don't see it getting any better in an election year. But you would hope the people in high places could help mend the division a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I hope they do. I don't predict it, but I think we're in for one heck of a year, actually.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, appreciate the call. Gary in Buffalo, 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. By the way, the sitcom that he mentioned, S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek, it's the name. It's not the word. So that is not an FCC violation. I'm just making sure that everyone knows, keeping score at home. And yes, it is a very popular sitcom. Nowadays, you do base things off of memes, right? And I have never seen an episode of S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek, but I have seen enough memes from that show to know that it's quite popular. We are talking with you about several things. We were talking about Festivus, the airing of grievances. And I said while setting that up, that topic up, that I think that Seinfeld stands the test of time. I think it's one of the best sitcoms of all time. And we have illustrated four generations of people that watch Seinfeld: my grandmother, my parents, me, and Joe Calley. Right there, four different generations of people. Joe Calley was born 3 years after the show went off the air. Still watches it, still can quote it. That is, in my opinion, truly the test of time. And I think 20 years from now, we'll still be talking about Seinfeld. Now, we've had Frasier, we've had Friends, we've had All in the Family brought up, all great picks, right? All in the Family still was in repeats on Nick at Night on Nickelodeon into the 2000s. And it's one of those songs, you play that beginning of All in the Family, that theme song, everyone instantly knows All in the Family. Right? I mean, I'm a great example of that. I was not alive when All in the Family was on, but I could tell you exactly what show's coming on when I hear that piano start playing. It's also spoofed at the beginning of Family Guy for the last 20-some years, so that might play into it as well. 803-0930, *930. We're also asking you for your favorite and least favorite Christmas song, and we have Rob on a cell. Rob, how you doing?
Good, not too bad. How you doing, Beaver?
Doing all right, Rob. What's your favorite and least favorite Christmas song?
Least favorite, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I just can't stand that voice.
Yes.
Favorite, and you may or may not have heard of it, it's a band called Sabaton, and their song is called Christmas Truce. It's about the 1914 Christmas Truce during World War I.
Really? I will have to take a listen to that. I've not heard that song before. By Sabotage?
Sabaton. S-A-B-A-T-O-N. They're a metal band from Norway.
All right.
Norway, Sweden.
And this, like, is a more recent, this is a recent song.
Yes. About two years ago, I want to say. Last year or 2 years ago.
Rob, I will. I agree with your least favorite, and let me take a listen to this, and I'll tell you where I stand on your favorite. Thank you so much for the call. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa, and a Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right. Hey, Rob, thank you. Rob on a cell, 803-0930, *930 gets you on the show. Sabaton, Christmas Truth, Christmas Truce. I'll have to take a listen to that. Let's go to Dave. He's on a cell phone. Dave, what's your sitcom?
How about The Honeymooners? I mean, that was in the 50s. It was like the prototype of lots of stuff that followed, you know. I watched it, even though it was popular or on the air long before I was even born.
It is amazing.
Jackie Gleason.
It's amazing how popular that sitcom was, and it was only on for 39 episodes. But, I mean, talk about a show that has generations of fans.
Absolutely. So that's my vote.
I even think of that, Dave. I love that pick because there is no show. You can't tell me any show that was only on for one season that is as popular and was able to continue going. I mean, they had reunion shows into the 70s of the Honeymooners. And again, only 39 original episodes. Yeah, that is a true standing the test of time sitcom.
Okay, great. Happy holidays.
Hey, you too, Dave. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. We'll get you on the show. If you're on hold, we'll get to you after the news with Tom Puckett. We're talking favorite Christmas song, least favorite Christmas song. Give me a sitcom that has stood the test of time. I say none do it better than Seinfeld. We've heard Friends. We've heard Frasier. We've heard All in the Family. The Honeymooners. And again, like I said to Dave, I think The Honeymooners is a great example because 39 original episodes. Now, again, they went on to have, I think there was a made-for-TV movie. I think there were a few reunion specials. But originally, just one season. And the generations that one season has spread on, you know, has gone on, probably longer, more than four generations. Pretty impressive. But my pick is still Seinfeld. I think 20, 30 years from now, you're still going to have people quoting Seinfeld because it's situations that have nothing to do with the time that Seinfeld took place, right? It's situations that are relatable today, even though technology has changed a lot since Seinfeld was on the air. Stuff that relates today, right? I mean, Kramer not wanting mail. I think more people can relate to Kramer nowadays than could when that show came out. 803-0930, *930, back after this.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
Hey, welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final segment before Christmas. Hope you're having a fabulous Friday afternoon, getting ready for the holiday stretch this weekend, getting ready for the Bills game, getting ready for any holiday parties you have. So fortunate that you have decided to spend some time with me. Very, very fortunate. Thank you so much for lending me your ears. 803-0930, *930. We are asking you, what is a sitcom that has stood the test of time? I say Seinfeld's the best. Do you have another one? We've heard Friends, Frasier, The Honeymooners, All in the Family have all been called in. The Golden Girls also called in as well. They didn't call in. Someone called in for The Golden Girls, just to be clear there. Someone brought up News Radio. I loved that sitcom in the 90s, News Radio. And let me tell you, you know, you wonder how much further that show could have gone if Phil Hartman, it was the last thing he did, right? Phil Hartman was on that show, and then he was tragically murdered, and they brought it back with John Lovitz. It just wasn't as good. You wonder how much further that would have gone. But I thought it was that sitcom, I definitely appreciate it. I remember they used to replay it on A&E. A&E used to carry like News Radio as the only sitcom at like noon weekdays. And I remember one summer watching that every day. But News Radio definitely was a good sitcom. 803-0930, *930. Also asking you your favorite and least favorite Christmas song and airing of grievances. Tomorrow is Festivus. That's how we got into the Seinfeld talk. Now, we have two callers on the phone, both outside of Buffalo. So fortunately, they are using the Odyssey app, and we are thankful. Don't forget, this holiday season, you want to bring WBEN with you. You want to bring your favorite stations with you. Odyssey app. Download it now. Dave in Tampa. Dave, how you doing today?
Good, Joe. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dave. What's a sitcom that no one's brought up yet?
How about the Big Bang Theory? You got to be kidding me. That was one of the, that's going to last the test of time. Jim Parsons was just incredible in that. And I think a lot of the acting, he didn't have to act it. He was just like that naturally. I mean, if that's not one of the funniest sitcoms that'll ever be, you know what I'm saying? That'll go down in time as one of the best. And I agree with you about Frasier and All in the Family and the Honeymooners. Those were excellent, and I watch them all the time. But for me, the Big Bang Theory, and I still watch the replays. They're hilarious. They break me up to no end.
And it's also had a pretty successful spinoff with Young Sheldon.
Absolutely, yeah. But the Big Bang, is for me, is number one. But, hey, I digress. I want to ask you something. I was listening to Brian this morning. The poor guy sold the wrong tickets. He went to the Columbus game, and he couldn't get rid of the Toronto game, and look what happened. Best game of the year. I almost died this morning listening to him when he said he couldn't sell them. He couldn't give them away after that Columbus game. That was so funny.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Dave, you don't know what to think about this team. They lose 9-4, and they put 9 up.
I was going to call Brian and say, how do you go figure? How can they play bad one night, have a night off, and then the next night look like Stanley Cup champions? It doesn't make no sense.
Well, if it's,
I think they play to their competition, Joe. I really do. I think when they're playing a really good team and they know it, they go out and they skate.
Yep.
And then when they play a team that's not really good, that's more or less, you know, not in the standings and not in playoff standings, they kind of just go through the motions. But they can't do that because they'll never make the playoffs playing like that.
Nope.
They got to play every game like you're playing Toronto, Boston, Vegas. They beat those teams. That's how you got to play every night.
Yeah, they beat Vegas, and then they can't put the puck in the net against Phoenix.
Arizona,
it makes no sense.
Come on. It makes no sense to me. Absolutely makes no sense to me. But anyway, my favorite Christmas song, I like Bruce Springsteen, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Yeah.
And the worst one, I can't stand it. I turn it off when it's on the radio. It's Grandma Got Hit by a Reindeer. I just change the station when that's on in my car. I just go to any other station that's on my car. I just can't stand that song.
That is one of those songs you either love it or you absolutely hate it. There's no one that just has it on in the background.
Right. And they've been playing Christmas music down here since October. I think you guys, too. Not your station, but their stations have been playing Christmas music since October. It's crazy.
Now, Dave, what's the high in Tampa going to be on Christmas?
They're talking for the next 10 days, low 70s for the high and the 50s at night. It's really nice here. Nice sleeping weather.
Nice.
I've been living down here for 3 years now, and, you know, I went through a couple of hurricanes, which are terrible. But the wintertime down here in 70s and during the day 50s at night is nice. Even if it don't last another month, I'll take it.
Yeah, well,
nice to be able to sleep with the windows open. You know what I'm saying?
I'm heading down to Florida in February, so I'm hoping some that nice warm weather is hanging around for me.
Oh, yeah. By the time you get down here, it'll be in the 80s probably. Yeah, you picked a good time to come down. Absolutely. Where are you going? To Miami, Tampa? Where are you going?
Somewhere near Naples. Orlando? I don't remember exactly. It's we're doing an Airbnb thing for a week. It's in the Naples area.
Oh, Naples is south of here. Yeah, Naples is nice. I have a friend of mine lives in Naples. Very nice. It's a nice area, yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, Dave. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. We appreciate your calls throughout the year and look forward to talking with you in 24.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good holiday.
Thank you, Dave. Dave in Tampa, we've talked to him a few times while he's preparing for a hurricane. He's called, I think, the last two hurricanes that we're in the Tampa area. I think they both missed him, but we're in the Tampa area. We had him on the line during BMAZ and Beamer. Always appreciate Dave's call. Always appreciate your calls at 803-0930. Now, speaking of Arizona, where the Sabres can't buy a goal, that's where Rick is. Hey, Rick, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Joe.
What is what's a sitcom that stood the test of time?
Well, like I told your screener, it's not that I think it's better than Seinfeld, but I think it's certainly in the iconic category of Seinfeld. It would be I Love Lucy.
Definitely.
She's on how many different stations? And even after I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball came back for the Lucille Ball show, and that ran for a number of years on network television. So I think it definitely at least gives Seinfeld for a run for that iconic stature.
You're right, and Lucy also had iconic episodes that even if you've never watched I Love Lucy, you know, if I show you a scene, you know the iconic episode we're talking about.
Definitely, yep, I totally agree.
Hey, Rick, you're down in Arizona. What's your high going to be on Christmas morning?
You know, I didn't look ahead. Today, it's been beautiful. Today, we're getting all those rains that saturated Southern California yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, not ideal day today. It's supposed to head back to normal tomorrow, so we should be up in the 60s, maybe low 70s. You need to be in a different climate, Joe. You're always talking about being in shorts and flip-flops.
Well, hey, it's going to be 56 here on Christmas. I think that warrants, in Western New York, that warrants flip-flops.
For you, I'm sure it will. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, appreciate the call. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, thank you. And you know, it's really nice to have you on the radio. You know, you've done, seems like, the pre-holiday shows for a number of years. And I think a lot of the listeners to WBN have really gotten comfortable. You're kind of like that well-worn shirt in the closet. When you put it on, it's just comfortable. And, you know, you get that warm feeling with it. So keep up the good work.
Hey, appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much. Rick in Arizona, 803-0930, star 930. Andre's in Cheektowaga. Andre, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, Andre. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Same to you, sir. I have one for you that it doesn't get much play now, but I think it's iconic.
What show's that?
You remember Three's Company?
Three's Company, yes. That's a little before my time, but Three's Company is one that you can still find on TV today.
I think that was a great show. That was a great show.
That was one of those iconic shows. It was on the air for 10 seasons, and you had so many careers spin off of that show.
Right, right.
Yeah, Andre, that's one that I think most people wouldn't have thought about, but the minute you bring it up, of course. That definitely lands on the list. Andre, thank you so much for the call. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. 803-0930, star 930. Three's Company, Suzanne Somers, John Ritter, Richard Klein, Joyce DeWitt. I mean, that was a packed lineup. That's a show that, you know, for the longest time you'd see it in syndication. I think another thing is that we're forgetting in this conversation is shows don't stay in syndication as long, right? Unless it's Maury, who's been retired now for 2 years and still on every day. It seems like sitcoms don't stay in syndication. You know, like, I'll go back to How I Met Your Mother just because it's the last sitcom that I regularly watched. How I Met Your Mother was in syndication for maybe four years. Like, you don't see that. That's not on at 7 in the evening like it used to be. Like, that's might be in syndication. You might find it 2 in the morning on station. But it seems like those 90s sitcoms in the early 2000s, and maybe that has something to do with streaming, but those 90s sitcoms in the early 2000s were in syndication when the show was still on the air, right? Seinfeld, 10 o'clock on Fox 29, has been a thing for as long as I can remember. And then it was followed up by Frasier for the longest time, and then Two and a Half Men, which again, I think the Charlie Sheen seasons of Two and a Half Men definitely... I find it funny. Will it stand the test of time? I'm not sure. But for me, the Charlie Sheen Two and a Half Men seasons, hilarious, right? I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen where I wasn't cracking up, right? I mean, absolutely hilarious. We have time for one more call, and that final call before Christmas is Russell in Kenmore. Russell, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
What do you got for us this afternoon, Russell?
Well, a few things. As far as Christmas songs, I guess I would categorize them. One of my favorite radio Christmas songs is the one you just played from Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas. I just think that's a great song. It's kind of emotional, you know?
Yeah for sure.
I hope that someday comes, and I believe it will someday. But I categorize the religious ones differently. I believe in the story of Christmas. So my favorite hymn, you know, it's hard to say. I would say maybe Hark to Her, the Angels Sing. And I especially enjoy it when you hear the classic crooners sing them, like Nat King Cole. I just think they're great versions of the songs.
For sure. And do you have a least favorite?
Least favorite. Yeah. The one from Wham. It's just way overplayed.
Oh, come on. That's iconic.
Yeah, it's just so overplayed. Oh my gosh, everybody's done that song too. So
I hear you. I will tell you this: not one person has covered that song has done it any justice. I mean, every cover of Last Christmas. So if you don't like Last Christmas, of course you hate every cover. But even for someone like me who likes Wham's Last Christmas, I think the covers are absolutely awful. And Russell, you had a sitcom you wanted to mention.
Yes, Child of the 70s. So my favorite show growing up was Happy Days.
Happy Days, yes.
Yeah.
That's another one. You. I mean, everyone knows the Fonz. Right? Yep. And everyone knows that theme song. You hear Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days. Yeah. Yep. Happy Days was a great show. Again, it's where the term jump the shark came from. I mean, talk about iconic.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember seeing that live as a little kid. That was back in the days when you got to school the next day and you talked about what you watched on TV the last night. So
that's right. Hey, you know. Russell, appreciate the call. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Russell in Kenmore. We have come to the end of the show before Christmas. I want to thank everybody for calling and listening and texting and social media interactions and all that. Not just today, but all year long. I can't express enough how much I love this audience, how much I love doing this. I love this station, and I love hosting 9 to 10 with Brian in the morning. I love these fill-ins when Dave and Tom is off. I hope to be able to talk even more with you in the new year. But as I do every last show before Christmas, I would like to share with you my favorite Christmas song from Dan Fogelberg. Same old Lang Syne, Dan Fogelberg. That is my favorite Christmas song, and I like to play it every year, the last show that I host before Christmas. Thank you again for everything this year. I love being able to talk with this audience, and I hope you and your families have a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I will be talking with you again on December 26th at 9 a.m. for BMAZ and Beamer. Don't forget, if you missed our Blizzard of 22 Revisited, we'll be replaying those segments Sunday at 10 a.m. Have a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go Bills. We'll talk to you later here on News Radio 930 WBEN.